Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Thousands of patients in the most at-risk category from COVID-19 are having their vaccination appointments for today and later this week cancelled after the decision to stop administering the jab to people under 60 due to concerns over blood clots in a small number of recipients. The HSE says arrangements will be made in due course to give those affected one of the alternative vaccines available. Beaumont Hospital in Dublin has been vaccinating hundreds of people in the at-risk Cohort 4 group, but was today contacting patients to cancel their appointments. Dr. Owen De Barra is a consultant in infectious diseases at Beaumont. He said the goal for them now is to get back on track with the vaccination programme. I spoke to Dr. De Barra earlier.
We've had to obviously move large numbers of patients, cancel their appointments today, because we were actively vaccinating those Group 4s, those 16 to 69 in the very high risk groups. So I think people understand this largely, and the goal for us is to get back on track and to pivot, I suppose, slightly with where we're using the vaccine. And I noticed that the HSE is now opening up groups 5 and 7. So they're the slightly younger group, the 65 to 69, and the group who are at high risk but not very high risk in the 16 to 69 group. So contained within that, there'll be plenty of people over 60 that we can call for the AstraZeneca vaccine.
At this stage then, are you clear on the numbers who'll be affected by this decision, who you've had to say won't get vaccinated today and in the coming days? How many will face a delay as a result of this?
Well, largely at our centres, we've been doing between 500 and 700 a day. We have actually managed, since I was last talking to you, in our Group 4s, we've vaccinated over 4,000 Group 4 patients, and not only Beaumont patients, but we've reached out and helped out some other areas around us. We've been trawling through our data systems that are to try to identify further patients. And now, really, we're moving on through the groups. So it's good news for us that they're opening up groups 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a couple of hundred people a day affected by this, but hopefully, again, we'll be able to catch up and change over in terms of which vaccine we use.
And have you had any communication in relation to additional supplies of other vaccines that can be used on the under 60s?
Not as of yet. The Janssen supply is due to come this month. So I would expect there will be that vaccine. And of course, there are several other vaccines in the coming months. But we know that we're largely getting through the group 1 and group 2. So healthcare workers are largely complete and the residential care ones are largely complete. And people over the age of 80 and 85, who are all mRNA vaccines, means that more of those vaccine supplies, of which there are increasing supplies coming, are going to be available for the younger age groups.
The decision to stop using AstraZeneca for the under 60s, is it the right decision, do you think?
Yes, I think it's the right decision. You know, NIAC spent a lot of time weighing up all of the risks and benefits and the messaging around it, how it would work out with the public and with the supply of vaccine that we have coming of alternates. And this is very difficult. People's understanding of risk and explaining risk when there are, in the younger groups, competing quite small risks. But importantly, with vaccines, we really have to err on the side of caution, and we can't have them cause quite rare events that have potential quite dramatic consequences. So I think this has been the right thing to do. The exact cutoff of age is where to put it, where those competing risks are, depends on the epidemiology, you know, the rates of infection in a country at any given time. So they have all that information to hand, and that's where they've come up with the 60.
But would you be concerned that this decision in relation to AstraZeneca could shake confidence in this particular vaccine, particularly for those aged between 60 and 70 to whom it'll still be administered?
Yes, I mean, almost certainly it will. And I've met with patients and talked to them and trying to explain this to them. And it is difficult. I guess it's for us to explain to people that these are very small risks of a bad outcome associated with the vaccine versus a much larger one associated with COVID itself. And those risks increase significantly with age. As we've heard Karina Butler say before, you know, there's a 70-fold increase for somebody over the age of 60 compared to somebody in their 20s of a bad outcome in terms of COVID. Whereas we don't have a signal at all that these the bleeding and clot risks associated with AstraZeneca increase with age. In fact, they might actually decrease, which is the signal we have from the UK. So it's difficult explaining all these things, but certainly for me, it's trying to engage with people and highlight that that best medical information is trying to inform the best decisions to get best outcomes for patients.
And similarly, Owen, those of your patients under 60 who've already received a first dose of AstraZeneca, they will get the second dose. What are you saying to them?
So we have somewhat reassuring data from the UK, who, of course, led the charge on this, that none of these events followed second dose. The caveat being that not that many second doses have been administered in the UK, hence the NIAC's recommendation to offer a little bit more pause to get more information from our colleagues in the UK. So that should offer good reassurance that to date there haven't been any reported events after second dose. And again, this is a competing risks. So somebody who's got a chronic condition who puts them at very high risk of a bad outcome from COVID, the balance is very much still in favour of them getting this vaccine in terms of their overall health outcomes.
Dr. Owen de Barra. Well, one of those whose vaccination has been deferred as a result of the NIAC decision is Lucy Fallon. She's a 39-year-old mother of two from Dublin. She's currently being treated for breast cancer and was due to get her first AstraZeneca vaccine today. I spoke to Lucy just before we came on air and began by asking her how she found out that her appointment had been cancelled.
Just a standard SMS text, not a phone call, nothing, just an SMS to say, you know, do you know what, Brian? I actually didn't even read the message properly because it was so shocking and frustrating that me, as a young mother, still gets to sit at home waiting for a rollout that has been so incorrectly done. We should not be sitting here in April with no vaccination, attending hospital clinics, doctor's appointments, A&E, for any of our symptoms. We are the ones going in there unvaccinated. We, the patients, the cancer patients of Ireland, are going in are vaccinated. Yes, hospital staff are completed. That's perfectly fine. Everyone's entitled to a vaccine in my eyes. However, cancer patients should never be left behind in Ireland like they've been left.
And just to explain to people what vaccination would mean to you as a cancer patient.
Everything. It would mean that we don't have to live in this society where it's driven by fear at the moment. Personally, we're not so much afraid of COVID anymore. We need our standard of living back. We need a standard of living where we, as patients, can be vaccinated correctly with the correct one and get back into society and live our lives. It's a standard of living.
And Lucy, when you talk about standard of living, what are you talking about? What are you referring
just,
to there?
Do you know, Brian, for me, it's very, very simple. I mean, like, just to be able to go and tell people that I'm vaccinated so that they can stop worrying about me picking the virus up out and about, or not wear a mask when you're going somewhere. We have a good standard of living at the moment because we provide that. We save ourselves. We sanitize. We make all the compromises. But obviously with lockdown it is quite different for everybody. It's very, very hard for everyone in lockdown, but like that, we have to get on with our life. We will need to get on with our lives as much as we can, and with the rollout we're just disappointed. It is frustrating if the rollout is at this stage in April and we're here sitting now with AstraZeneca been taken off. It's just the vulnerable should not be paying the price.
And that's cancer patient Lucy Fallon speaking to me a little earlier.